When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Thursday night, Saints Block Party podcast. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to kind of keep it truncated because Ryan doesn't have a charger for his laptop.
Oh, you got loud, Kevin, bro.
Sorry. I am going off of legitimately one hour of sleep. But so much has happened today in terms of Saints news and everything that we did, we felt like we needed to essentially record and put something out. So here we are. I think obviously just making sure this gets posted to Twitter. I'm sick. Sorry, I just had to get one out there. what a state of affairs the world's in, right? Anyway, we don't go good there. Let's focus on the Saints. Let's talk about the Saints. No, Mark, these aren't Beats. These are the Sony XM5s.
Stunting on them.
Listen, bro. Listen. Write off. Big news came out today regarding Ryan Ramczyk. It was kind of like the quiet part was it was on sale, Mark, to be fair. Quiet part was said out loud, multiple reports. Yeah, he was put on PUP. He's gonna miss the entire upcoming NFL season. Essentially, we know his career as a Saint is over, and after this season, you know, in terms of weird accounting purposes, he'll, you know, retire and what have you. And it's just, we can go into the Ramczyk thing. I know maybe this is just football and sports in general, but how the 2017 draft class has like whimpered out for the Saints over the last few years, bruh.
Very disheartening. Just depressing, man.
Bruh.
Like, as great as that class was, it's as depressing as it is to just see it just kind of crumble down, you know what I'm saying? Especially considering we didn't get a ring, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a championship. Like, that 2016-17 was a championship core. You know what I'm saying? Like, you built, like, I was listening to Move the Sticks podcast a couple of days ago. We were going through teams and trying to find the building pieces, championship building pieces for each team. And like the names that they brought up was like still names 2017 for Saints. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the few names that's left, you know?
Sad, bro.
It's sad, bro. But the fact that they couldn't get one.
Also, the fridge has not been replenished.
That's the problem. And look, you're not going to have a draft class like 2017. It's hard to do, but when you have a draft like 2018,
ooh, it's 2019,
2020, it gets a little tough, brother.
A little is an understatement. I will say to spread some good news.
Please. What about you,
bro? I'll word it like this. There appears to be good traction in terms of the Saints and AK with the contract that's lingering. He left early, mandatory minicamp, what have you. So what I heard and was told this week is that there has been good traction made regarding that. Now, I'm not here to say what that means in totality. I'm not here to say, is it going to be done before training camp? Is it going to be done during training camp before the season? I don't know. All I was told and all I heard was good traction was made, which, speaking of this 2017 draft class, Like, can we, like, there's still bone, there's still meat on the bone with AK. Can we, like, can we see it? Can we hear retire a Saint? Can we have that as a fan base?
Like, let him, like, if say he is cooked, say the 3.9 yards, whatever he was averaging last year, say that's really him now, regardless of the O-line, like I said. But let him show that. Like, but at least, like, don't make that decision for him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for him, right.
Like, let's play it out. Let's play it out and really give him an offensive line, give him an offensive scheme, give him, you know, offensive play calling.
Coordinate
all that. And see how it shakes out, man. Because, come on, man. It's AK, bro.
AK, bro. Like, anyhow, that's the good news. We're getting back to Ramczyk. Thoughts on, you know, we'll talk about it, I'm pretty sure, a year from now when the official announcement comes out regarding his retirement. But, like, thoughts on it? Just, it's funny how the Ramczyk pick shows how we and NFL teams honestly, like, don't know what the hell we're talking about in terms of draft prospects a lot of times. I remember just being so annoyed on draft night. We drafted an offensive tackle, blah, blah, blah. And then with Shreve got hurt. He slides in and was literally the best right tackle in football for at least four seasons.
Three-time All-Pro, first-team All-Pro once, second-team All-Pro. I don't think he ever had a Pro Bowl, which, you know, who cares? But just, you know, it's you know, I mean, dude was just like, he didn't worry about it. Like, he was right tackle. He wasn't getting beat often, rarely got beat, was mean in a run game. Like, those first couple years, I say those first 4 years before his knee started catching up with him, he was, you know, arguably the best right tackle in football, man. Just an excellent pick. You know, I remember, bro. I wanted Reuben Foster. We almost had him.
Bro.
There's the whole hang up the phone. I remember Saints Twitter was on fire. Like, we got a right tackle, bro. Like, we had just drafted Pete like 2 years before that or whatever. I was like, oh man, come on, man. Right? Shit, that was clutch. Clutch move, man. Clutch move.
Demon Time Slam said we took those Teron Armstead and Ramczyk years for granted. I don't think we did. But I will say this. Even as great as we knew Drew Brees was, and looking back on it, like, we even like the biggest Drew Brees fans, we still did not give him enough credit, bro, because
no.
It is
bro, I mean,
bleak.
Sean Payton saying the same thing, right? He's like, ooh, he's like, God damn, we had it good with you, boy. Like,
oh man, so that was the good news I wanted to share, and I do want to talk about this because it goes to what our topic was on the last podcast episode we did. Talking about, are the Saints a laughing stock? So I was able to double source this. I did, you know, shout out to Dan Hanses. Wasn't able to triple source it, but I do feel confident to talk about it with the double source. We've already lambasted the Saints enough regarding not having fans at training camp in Irvine. It sounds like the Saints aren't providing anything from the actual people who cover the team. The beat reporters, there's no Wi-Fi. There's not a place for them to. There's not a room for them to put out any article.
A little tent. You gotta give them a little tent or something. Man. A little tent to go get at Walmart. You know, a lawn chair. Something.
It is just. It is. It's so. It's become laughable. Of. Just the distinct difference of how the team is operated now. And to be honest, like that, like they are showing how cheap they are. Like, I don't know what is happening in the checkbooks. I don't know what Gail Benson's pocketbook looking like, but that's a bad look. That is a terrible look where the people who cover the team won't have a place for them to write and do their job
comfortably. I don't get it. And we know this that our other teams operated. You know what I'm saying? Like when the Rams had their thing out there at the same site, you know, they had, you know, spots for their media and free Wi-Fi, all that stuff. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's being cheap. I don't know if the pocket's tight. They just being frugal. You know, I don't know. I don't think I don't think the purse is running empty. I don't think it's that. I don't know, bro. Like, it is very fascinating to me, especially when you put everything in totality. Like this off season, Jeff Duncan wrote an article last week talking about how the team will eventually have to be sold. As they, you know, they're kind of working on negotiations right now with the state of Louisiana. But you know, with that next deal that happens with Louisiana, Gale is already 78, has no
Right.
heirs. So that next deal is going to have to incorporate the transition of the sale of the team. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of little just moving parts going on that have nothing to do with football, you
Nothing.
know, but that are really important, like to the longevity of the Saints being in New Orleans. So I don't know. It's just a lot of things I'm just wondering about. Like, I just wish, you know, I wish I could knew somebody, you know, inside, like really on the inside, the Dennis Lucias and all them people. What's really going on, you know? Because something just feels weird.
Off,
Something weird going on. And it
weird.
ain't got nothing to do with football. It's like the
No,
business kind of
no.
stuff. Weird, yeah.
But speaking of football, your tweet earlier today about Amara St. Brown just been shitting on the Saints
I had to mute that, bro. I had to mute that.
repeatedly, bro.
I had to mute that conversation, man, because it was getting hot up in there.
I didn't even see the conversation. I just watched the video and. And Equanimeous can't say shit, bro. Like
Robbie, light this up, brother. Who's your head coach? Yes, I don't
who's your quarterback? You know who our quarterback
You see, start? You gonna start for you? You sure? Sure you gonna start? I don't know, bro.
The jokes always fly. It would be such just a welcome surprise, and we'll see what happens. Anything could happen in a season. If they just came out and just like went on a like a little roll, bro, just won three or four
Oh man,
games, it just
that'd be nice.
it would. And then I keep looking at that schedule and just see that Dallas Philly week
Nah.
two. I'm just like, oh no, gonna be a tough task. Training camp is around the corner. I believe it starts on what, the 24th, 25th, 24th.
Yeah, but the rookies have reported though.
Yeah, rookies reported. So some news to come out in terms of like injuries, who's on PUP. I have been hanging on by a thread today. So I maybe have not caught them all, but I did see Chase Young, not surprising, on PUP, Juwan Johnson on PUP. Chris Olave had like on the non-football injury list because he had like a tight back, and I was like,
Tight back.
man, out here trying to carry Derek Carr for a whole season. What do you think his back tight for, bro?
Tightness. I just hate those reports, bro. Like, even though
yes,
it
yes.
just might not mean nothing in the long term. It's just like, I don't want that.
I feel like that's the old like that. Harkens back to like the days when information wasn't as readily available, and it kind of has like a trauma response. Because if we was on like Saints Report or whatever, and you saw it like that we was like, oh, well, like the world is ending. Oh
Type. God, it's just like,
anything else? I know I missed some. I know I missed a couple others in terms of.
Bub means he didn't, at first he couldn't pass his physical or whatever. I
And
think
he
he
passed
passed
it.
today.
Okay.
Don't know what's going on there. Like, was you eating po' boys, bro? Like, was you trying the New Orleans cuisine? Couldn't get that. Couldn't run them gases. Couldn't run them gases or something. I don't know. I don't know. That was weird. I was like, okay.
Updates on Kool-Aid McKinstry?
That's a good question. I ain't see nothing. I don't. He's not on PUP. I don't think.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that would be no good news. No news is good news. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's good to go, man. Tano Passanio, I think he's also a PUP.
Oh, yep.
So, yeah, man, that was pretty much it as far as the news today is. I guess no news is good news as far as, like, there aren't any other, like, bigger name players that are, you know,
right,
on the NFI list or on a PUP list or anything like that. So, you know, it's going to be ready to go come training camp next week, man. Like, hopefully we'll get some reports out of there because we got to wait till the media get to back to the hotel and shit. What we got?
Bro,
we getting grainy video. Like, well, I think that's Spencer.
Hasn't, bro. Hasn't. What, Dante, who's on PUP? Who first? No, he can't be on first. He ain't on PUP.
Ain't no way he said first.
No, he said who not. Who's who not? We have so. Oh, wait. Nah. Foskey? No, he's not on PUP. Because if
Foskey.
No. You got to clarify what you're talking about, Dante. It's. Oh, he's asking who's not on PUP. Okay. Oh. I get it now.
Like, who
thank
not?
You, Wayne.
Who
else? We got so many nicknames for players. Like, I thought who not was a nickname that I.
That's Foskey name. Who not? Oops. Oops. Not on the football field.
Jayshon says, not too confident about the D-line going into training camp. They need to sign one or two more players. Listen, I like, they are not signing any players. Like, they are relying on Chase Young neck healing. And they are going to try to do a combination of Cam Jordan, Chase Young, Isaiah Foskey, and Peyton Turner to rush the passer. Oh, and Big Creep. That is their plan.
And look, it's not the greatest plan on paper, but it might be okay.
Hashtag on paper, bro.
Like if Chase Young and Underhill reported earlier that, you know, no worries so far. It looks like he's on track to, you know, be ready to go for training camp. He'll come off PUP soon. Man, if Chase Young gives up something, bro, like, that's gonna be huge, bro. It's like
huge.
Huge. So crucial. And I'm not even saying have like a, you know, 15 sack season, nothing like that, but just a good solid 10 sack season, you know, maybe a, you know, a clowny like season, you know what I'm saying?
9-10 for Chase Young?
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is a point that I was talking about before he signed, after he signed. If he's healthy and the neck is okay, this is the best secondary he's played with. And opposing quarterbacks having to hold on to the ball an extra tick of a second, one second, 1.5 ticks of a second, that can help a player like Chase Young get there. Like, he is absolutely by far the most explosive defensive lineman. Edge rusher, the Saints have had.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I can't even remember. I like, in terms of just as an athlete, right? Yeah. He has the pedigree, drafted number 2 overall. I just show us something. Like, because at this point, bro, anything we get from Isaiah Foskey and Peyton Turner is just extra. I am not counting on them to contribute at all. Someone in the chat asked, it was a good question. It was, I think it was over under 25 sacks for the season.
For the team?
Yeah.
For the D-line?
No, probably, I think just for the D-line, because you add in, like, other than for sure.
Blitzes
just,
and all that.
Yeah, just D-line.
25, let's see Cam get 5.
Okay.
Let's say Chase get 10, 15. Let's say Brazil get 7. So now we at what, 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would say over 25. They get over 25 just with the D line. You know, throwing some big creep in there and stuff like that. You get over 25.
Wayne said hard under. Dante said if big creep was Eden opposite Cam, I think Chase can do something. I think so too. It's all going to depend on him and his health and his conditioning and his stamina. Like that's what it really boils down to.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's a pedigree player, bro. Like talk about the number 2 overall, had all the athletic traits. Like, you know, it's a pass rushers. They bloom late all the time, man. I see it all the time. So it's going to be fascinating. And look, it's on him, bro. Like this is his career on the line. So
it really is. It really is. Who's streaming there? Yeah. Okay. We're streaming there. Let's see. Any more questions from the chat? Mark said Chase Young gets the bag if he gets 10 sacks. I mean, he's a pass rusher in the NFL and has pedigree. Yes. I mean, depend on what the bag is, but.
Bro, like Marcus Davenport still getting paid, bro. Like, yeah. Like, come on now.
The Lions just paid him. Was it 10 mil?
They saw him like literally not play for the Vikings last year. Let's pay.
And said, let's get some of that. It's all, bro. It's just like a quarterback, bro. If you got an arm, you'll always have a spot in the league. And if you're a freaky athletic defensive end, does not matter what you have put on film. There is a defensive coordinator out there saying, I can fix this. It's like humans do it with partners sometimes. I can fix him. I can fix her. No. You cannot. You cannot.
All the time.
All the time. Wayne said, man, Minshew got 25 mil as a backup. He might start. I mean, he's a backup, but he might start. Like, who knows? But yeah, insane.
I'm sure he'll get playing time. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Anything else? This was just kind of a. I'm gonna hold on to this one because I don't know if I can talk about it out loud yet. Like we said, this is gonna be a short one, because the full machine of football hasn't started yet, but it is right around the corner.
I don't know if you heard Patrick Mahomes.
Have not.
But he talked about how they didn't have fun last year. Like, basically, like, look, like they know the defense pretty much carried them, you know what I'm saying, through most of the last season, even in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
And they struggled to score points and stuff like that. He talked about how, like, it was just – it was a struggle on offense, you know what I'm saying? And he wanted Xavier Worthy to show up ready to go. Like, they want to cook. Like, just to have that mindset coming off back-to-back Super Bowls.
That wasn't good enough.
Wasn't good enough. I'm just like, man, what? Damn.
It's always that sliding doors, bro, talking about that 2017. We were just talking about 2017. Just talking about it, bro.
Right. Greatest draft ever. We could have had it even better. Like, it could have been much better.
It's one of the greatest drafts of all time, and we could have had the best draft of all time. Like, I'm in college football 25. I'm trying to build Texas Tech into a powerhouse. I'm okay.
Go Patreon, join that Dynasty League.
Please, we gonna get it going in about two to 3 weeks. The game officially came out kind of yesterday. Well, for a lot of people, it came out for us on Monday, and then other people are getting it today, and then officially anyone can get it tomorrow. So we're gonna get about 2 to 3 weeks. Let it simmer, get used to it, and then it's gonna be full. I think right now we have at least 14 teams.
Ooh.
So yeah. So. It's all like, bro, like it's fun. Like, you got to the the game aside, like playing the game against other people in the community, the fun part is like the recruiting. Like if that's if there's that 4 or 5 star recruit, bro, and you like I'm trying to recruit and I'm trying to get him to come to Texas Tech, and G trying to get him to come to Utah, and just that's the fun part, because that's where like the real heartbreak come, bro, because that's like, oh, not the 5 star quarterback recruit that could have like changed my whole team. That's where the fun comes in. So people in the chat are still talking about Mahomes. I said it in watching receiver, bro. Like all like the trials and tribulations of the Niners was going through and all that. All I had in the back of my head is like, man, like everyone just trying to get over the hump of 15 in the league, bro. Like that's what everyone's trying to do. And
it's crazy.
It is. It is. Like it's
You think they repeat this year? Well, repeat, which has never happened.
I've never happened. I have learned I don't bet against 15, bro. Like, I don't do it. Like it's gonna be hard as hell. Like will be hard, but and I hate this about the Chiefs. I hate it because the enabling of what they do as a team and Andy Reid. But one thing that they do is whatever has plagued their team the year before, they kind of go the extreme opposite end of the spectrum to overcorrect it. They did it when they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay and the offensive line was like dog shit. And they put so many resources to improve it. So just like this, we knew like the receivers were an issue. And, you know, I don't even know what Rashi Rice doing, bro. Like Rashi Rice, Jordan Addison, like what is going on?
Like, shit. It's real.
Jay Sean said, I got the Ravens coming out of the AFC. I know Patrick would hate it. I know Patrick Claiborne, I do hate this. I gotta see Lamar do it, bro. I gotta see him do it, bro.
I got to see it, man. He hurt me last year, bro. The blitz. I was like, man, what? That'd be hot, bro.
Did he not watch the game? Like the game before? Did he not watch the film?
I'm trying to change narratives out here, bro. Like, what you doing?
No clue, bro. No clue. So listen, as time has gone on, I have forgotten. Like it's like, oh yeah, the Ravens added Derrick Henry. Like ho hum.
Yeah.
The season's gonna be exciting. It's right around the corner. So if you're watching
Caleb Williams, I just can't wait to see what he is, you know.
Found it very interesting that he was pushing hard in his rookie contract to have a no trade clause in it.
Wow, that's what it was? That was the holdup?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He a different cat, bro. Like, and different, I know people bro. Say that about him, like in a negative way. I see it as a positive way. It's like, I know who he
knows. He knows who he is.
Him, Marvin Harrison Jr.
MAJ. Gen Z built different, man.
They say, go look at the film, bro. Go look at the film. Have you been watching Hard Knocks with the Giants?
I watched the first 2 episodes. I gotta catch up on the.
You're behind on the one that they just aired on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right up our alley, man. It's so good, bro.
I'm almost pissed because they get so much criticism. And I'm like, oh man, nobody ever doing this again. Like, because the Giants, they hear the news every day after every episode.
Right.
And so I'm just like, man, nobody else going to do it. Like, nobody's going
to. Or if a team, it has to be a team that's, like, very successful. Like, I feel like that they would. Yeah. Because then the criticism isn't as bad. But, man, exactly. some of the things just watching, like watching those scenes, it's like kind of like this group sheep think, just like everyone. Then there's some different opinions. Differing opinions here and there, but a lot of it was just, I don't know, man. Like I it just looked exactly how I feel like the Saints front office meeting would go.
Exactly. Just a lot of like nobody's really. Everybody's kind of protecting their job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really wants to say what they really need to say. You know what I'm saying? Right. I get shocked by some of the things they say is because it's like, it's not really, like, I don't really hear, sometimes I hear some high level stuff, but sometimes it's just like, man, that's the same stuff we hear, you know, on Twitter or wherever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
something that, so this is really, so I have, I'll add something to this because I thought this was interesting during the first episode. Eric Martinez says, what are you guys expecting from the Bears this season? I think they finished second in the NFC North.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, but I can't wait to see. I like how they built around him.
Yeah, man.
You know, got him
learn lessons from Justin Fields for sure.
Yeah, like for sure. Like I like how they built around him. So at least offensively, they should be at least fun to watch.
Right. But getting back to Hard Knocks. During the first episode, they were kind of breaking down. I forgot what it was, but somehow the Eagles came into play. Oh, that's what it was. They were talking about Saquon in the market and kind of talking about like how he fits their team. And like they're kind of breaking down the division, right? That's what it was. They're breaking down the NFC East. And something that was so like they were very keen in self-scouting their own team. But something that the front office didn't do is they didn't try to put themselves in the minds of Howie Roseman, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when you're at that level, you can't just look at it from your perspective because I was watching it and I was like, if you paid attention to the Eagles last season, you would have known that the verdict was Jalen Hurts can't lead a team. Let me reword that. He can lead a team, but he needs a lot of help and support around him. He's not the type of quarterback that like elevates talent, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And one of the big reasons why they got to the Super Bowl was because of the run game. And that kind of evaporated last season. And so it wasn't like that next level thinking of, well, if this is what they did this past season, then what could they potentially do in the offseason to remedy that? Like it was very singular in terms of just them. They weren't thinking about how an other team might think, which it's interesting to me because like maybe because we're fans, quote unquote, it's a lot easier for us to kind of think about that second part of that.
Right. Yeah, the second order thinking. And the one thing that stood out to me was just how they used the running back market from the previous offseason to dictate this coming when it's a new market.
Yesterday's every prices is not today's prices, as Fat Joe would say.
Devin Singletary got $2 million the year before, but now you're paying him $9 million this year. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, $2-3 million more, you could have had Saquon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
also, Devin Singletary had like a much better season last off. Right. Like, dummies, bro. Like, yes, Eric, behind Green Bay. One thing I am also interested to see this season, and I think I know the answer to it, and I know people are still asking, like, is Jordan Love for real? Like, is like he the real deal? That stretch he went on from like the middle of the season to the I think I saw enough. Now he got to replicate it, right?
Got to replicate it
because you don't want to get like I don't think the Eagles regret the extension with Jalen Hurts after everything he did, but that season with a small sample size.
Just the Eagles story from last year. I just need to see what's going on because the way they collapsed last year was. Like I still don't know what happened. I want to know like what happened because it was a collapse.
How do you go from having a coach that was a couple of minutes away from winning a Super Bowl to they potentially would think about firing him the next season, Ryan?
For real,
that's wild.
And Kellen Moore, like I don't know about the Kellen Moore thing. I've always been thought he was overrated. I don't know. They brought in. What's my dude name at DC? Long time defense coordinator. Vic Fangio.
Wait.
They brought in Vic Fangio. Like, he's a personality. I don't know. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. It's just the Eagles thing is weird to me. Like, just how they, the whole thing just collapsed like that.
It was very, very, very weird. Oh, man. I actually had a football question I've been meaning to bring up on this podcast and gone. Just gone.
Gone, bro.
Maybe it'll come back. Maybe it won't. I'll talk about
my,
this.
My battery almost gone.
You know what? Say no more. Anyway, the Colts, our head coach, must have really been the offensive mastermind. Shane Steichen?
Steichen, yeah.
He might have been. I know that people were saying that for Frank Wright for the longest time after he left Philly. And, like, I'd never really, like, I think people undersold Doug Peterson. So, anyway, I don't know. Anyhow, thank y'all for joining. Short notice. It's going to be a very, very fun NFL season. If you are not a Patreon yet, please, with football right around the corner, all the things we do as a community, sign up, become a Patreon. All the meetups, the game day Zooms are almost back.
Woo!
Gonna be a great time. I don't even know what's coming up. I don't even know. I'm just 1 hour of sleep. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. If you made it this far, please hit like and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of them. We'll be back next week. Training camp starts next week. We'll probably get some reports from training camp beginning of August because the Saints are poor and can't. Anyway, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. With that, we're out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.